we're in the middle of a series as we prepare as a church to start the process of calling more men to serve as shepherds here at Shiloh. And I wanted to kind of begin with a couple of questions. How many people, just raise your hand if you consider yourself very responsible? If something needs to be done, you need to be the one to do it. Few people. I see a few spouses elbowing. So my very first job in ministry, I was 23 years old, moved to a smaller town to begin working at a church that had been struggling for several years, had had some conflict and some other things that went on. And so I go into this church at 23 years old, and automatically the new median age of the church staff was now 60. And everyone started looking at me saying, "Oh, we're so glad you're here. We're thankful for you." And naturally, I feel very responsible. But as more people started saying that, "Oh, we're so glad you're here," I felt like I had to do more. Because the other two ministers were on staff. One, I think, was 76, and the other was 82. I wasn't joking about the 60. I felt like I had to do more and to carry more. But here's what I did know, is that God had called me there. He made it so incredibly clear through the process that this is where I am supposed to be. There was not a question in my mind. But what happened over time is the "God called me here" slowly transitioned into "God needs me to fix this. God needs me to fix this place," or "God needs me to fix these people." Because obviously, He brought me here for that purpose. And one of the things that started to happen was all of a sudden I felt needed. And there's something really fascinating when we feel needed, when we feel like we're wanted or we matter. We feel like the weight of everything starts to rest on our shoulders. And over time, that weight starts to get very heavy. And it gets difficult to lead. We probably wouldn't call it a savior complex. But in essence, that's what we feel like we've been asked to do. To save this. To save these people. And the truth that I had to learn and that you have to learn as well is that God called you to lead people, to love them, not to be their savior. That's His job. God never asks you to save anyone. Your company, your children, your spouse. He called you to love them. And the responsibility of saving, of caring, rest on His shoulders. And so responsibility becomes very unhealthy when it transitions from "I'll carry this" to "this all depends on me." And I think one of the greatest examples of this transition happens in the life of Moses. Moses, the leader of God's people, Israel, he loves them. God has called him there for that purpose. He's interceding for them. He's standing between them and God. And he is loving them the best he can. In his own words, he's carrying the people. And he does until he can't. And so we're going to pick up in this story in Exodus 18. as Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, comes to town. He comes to town and Moses heads off to work. And it says, the next day Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people. And they stood around him from morning till evening. And when his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge, while all the people stand around you from morning until evening?" And I think Moses would just simply say, "Well, why? Why? Because it's my responsibility. This is what God asked me to do. Why do I stand around as judge? Because these people just keep coming to me day after day after day after day after day." Could you imagine? You are in this tribe of nomads wandering through the desert, and you have a conflict with someone else in your community. And it's the middle of the day in the hot sun, and you and this person that you have conflict with say, "We can't resolve this. We need to go see Moses." And so they travel in the middle of the day, a couple of miles. They arrive there, and Moses sitting on his seat serving as judge, and there is a line of people, all with conflict that Moses is going to have to help resolve. And they sit in this long line and they wait and they wait and they wait. And it's hot and there's nothing to drink and there's nothing to eat. And you're sitting in this line waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally the evening comes and you are up. And you present your case to Moses and he decides, and then you head back to your tent. And for you, that's a long day. For you, that's probably a really difficult day, a frustrating day, a hot day, a hard day. But the problem is Moses is doing this, not this day. He's doing it day after day after day after day after day. And he feels this immense sense of responsibility for what's happening. This immense sense of responsibility for all of these people that God has called me to lead, that I'm responsible for. Why do I sit alone as judge? Because God asked me to. Because God needs me to do this. Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good." Now listen to this. "You and all these people," not just Moses, you're going to get tired. "You and all of these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out." Now listen to this word that he uses to describe what Moses, I think, already knows he's experiencing. "The work is too heavy for you. You cannot carry it alone." The work is too heavy. You cannot carry it alone. And I love that he uses that word heavy. That's heavy. And Moses, I think, feels this weight day after day because it's resting on his shoulders. And he doesn't feel like there's anyone else that can bear the burden that he's bearing. And here's the thing, can I carry this? I can. I can tell you one thing. I'm going to get pretty tired pretty fast. Because this is heavy. And I don't know if you can tell, but I'm starting to shake a little bit. And it's only been a minute or so. Maybe 5 seconds. It feels like an hour. But just because you can carry something, doesn't mean it's necessarily yours to carry. And it doesn't mean it's yours to carry by yourself. That Moses feels this incredible weight that rests on his shoulders. And I think Moses would look at this, at what he's doing, and say, this is leadership. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is being a leader. Jethro looks and says, this is not good. This is not good. He does not say, Moses, this is not good because this stuff isn't that important. Moses, this is not good because all these arguments people are having are petty. Moses, this is not good because all these people, their arguments, if it doesn't matter. They're just nomads wandering in the desert. It doesn't matter at all. He doesn't say that at all. He does not say, this is not good because that stuff's not important. He says, this is not good because what's going to result from what you're doing. It's not just Moses, you're going to wear yourself out. It's Moses, you're going to wear yourself out, and you're going to wear out all of the people as well. And he uses that word heavy because leadership carries weight. If you've ever led anything, no matter what it is, my guess is on some level you've felt that weight. You felt the weight that feels like it's on your shoulders and it's your responsibility to carry. But here's what Jethro says. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. Here's what he tells Moses. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them his decrees and instructions and show them the way that they are to live and how they are to behave. Be their representative, teach them, show them. That's your responsibility, Moses. And then he goes on to say this, but select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain. And he tells these people, you're going to oversee groups of people, thousands, hundreds, tens, fives, all that. You're going to handle their cases. You're going to carry that responsibility, and you're going to make decisions. And anything that's more difficult that you're not sure of, then you're going to bring it to Moses. And Moses will help decide. Again, not Moses, this is not important. Moses practiced better self-care. But when leadership isn't shared, everyone suffers. He's not told to abandon his responsibility. He's told to clarify his responsibility. God does not give Moses stronger shoulders. He gives him shared shoulders. It's not Moses, get stronger. It's Moses, you need some other people around you to help carry this weight. Because this weight gets heavy really, really fast. Moses, this is not yours to carry. share the weight. And I think what Moses could have said is, you weren't there. You weren't there when I was walking through the desert and I saw a bush on fire and God said, you're going to lead these people. You weren't there at the Red Sea when I grabbed my staff and held it up and the waters parted. You weren't there and you don't know what God has called me to do. You don't understand. But Moses does not say that at all. In fact, I think we have the greatest miracle in the entire Bible right here. In verse 24, Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. Single greatest miracle. And you can joke, right? Moses listened to his father-in-law, funny. But the humility of Moses to simply say, you're right. This is too heavy for me. And this is not good. And they share the work that Moses is responsible for. And he does what God has called him to do. And we say leadership carries weight because it's we understand that we can't do everything as much as we think we can. As much as our mind tells us it's yours, you're going to handle it, you're going to get really tired, but it's okay. Or wear yourself out now and then when you need it, then you take a break. Understand this. Feeling the weight of leadership does not mean you're failing. But if you try to carry it alone, it will lead to failure. I don't know if you notice this, but we see a lot of moral failure from church leaders in our country. And I would imagine that most of it stems from very unhealthy spiritual disciplines and practices in the life of leaders. Especially trying to carry everything on their own. I know for me, when I went through a season of anxiety and depression and kind of burnout, it was because I was trying to carry everything on my own. And thankfully, we have some godly shepherds here at Shiloh who were able to look at me and say, hey, you need to step back and take a break. But then also say, it's not all yours to carry. It's not all on your shoulders. And learning that you can't carry everything. Learning that it's not your responsibility to carry everything and everyone and fix every problem because the work is too heavy for you. There's another story that really mirrors this story in Numbers 11. Israel is complaining about manna, and Moses fills the weight. They go back every night to their tent wailing, crying that all we have is manna. And they come to Moses every single day. Moses, fix this. And Moses, I think, looks at God and says, God, why have you put this burden on me? Why did you do this to me? In verse 12, Moses says, did I conceive all these people? Did I give birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me. Give us meat to eat. I cannot carry these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. He uses the word that Jethro used. But understand this. Moses asked this question, why did you ask me to carry them? But do you know there's no place in Scripture where God asked Moses to carry the people? He called Moses to lead the people. And several places God said, I am the one who carried the people on eagle's wings out of Egypt. He asked Moses to lead the people. He did not ask Moses to carry the people. And when Moses tries to carry the people, to fix everything, he has to simply say, I can't do this. This is too heavy for me. And then he says to God, God, if you're going to ask me to do this, then just kill me now. I want out because I can't do it. And God has a solution. But understand, this is not just Moses. You have a calendar problem. You need a better app to schedule your day. Moses is carrying the weight of the people in his soul. And God's solution is not, Moses, you need to get stronger. He says, I will come down and speak with you there. And I will take some of the power of the Spirit that is on you, and I will put it on them. And they will share the burden of the people with you so that you will not have to carry it alone. Understand, this is not Moses, we need more workers. Moses, we need more volunteers. This is Moses, we need Spirit-empowered people to stand on behalf of me and represent me to the people. The weight does not fall on your shoulders. It's not all yours to carry. And if you carry it, if you continue to, you can obviously see what's fixing to happen. The same thing Jethro told you years ago is happening, and you're sensing it right now. The burden of these people is too much for me. I cannot carry it alone. And God tells him, you're right. You can't carry it alone. And so I'm going to give my Spirit to some people I'm going to invite to lead. Spirit-empowered leaders to lead the community of God in the wilderness. And I think in essence, what he tells them is there are things that he needed to stop doing so he could give himself to the things that only he could do. I think that's what Jethro tells Moses. I think that's what God tells Moses. We need to clarify your responsibility. So I want to talk for just a moment about shepherds here at Shiloh. Because I think one of the things that Shiloh does really well is clarify the responsibility of our leaders. Whether it's ministers or shepherds or deacons or ministry leaders, I think we clarify the responsibility. Well, because I told you last week, you would be shocked if you went into one of our elders' meetings, I think, at how little of church business they do. They don't do budgets, they don't do buildings. I know David Litton talks about all the time he showed up years ago and they were redoing the parking lot, and someone went to him and said, wow, why are we redoing the parking lot? And I think David's response is like, I didn't know we were redoing it. And that is an amazingly good thing. Our shepherds should not have to know everything that's going on. That is not their burden to carry. Here's what shepherds at Shiloh don't do. They don't make every decision. They don't solve every problem. They don't personally lead every ministry. They don't know everything happening. They aren't going to be at every event or gathering. Their goal is not to keep everyone happy. Their goal is not to provide all the care for the people or to carry every burden. What they do, they're called to know the flock, to care for souls, to pray, to keep us rooted in Jesus, to practice spiritual discernment, and to help equip and empower the church to be the body of Christ. I talk to other leaders at times, and they'll have elders meetings, and they're trying to decide on spending some money, or and things like it was $1,000, or so many little minute details. But our shepherd's job is to watch over the flock, to care for the flock, to pray, to equip, and help us to be the body of Christ. If their responsibility was here, there's the whole church. Carry them. They wouldn't be able to do it. Right now in our church, each of our shepherds has about 95 to 120 different members of our church that are in their shepherding group. That we have said, we want you to look in and care on these people in your shepherding group. 95 to 120 people is a lot of people. It is a lot of people. But understand this. Those aren't just names in a database. Those are struggling marriages, parents who are struggling raising children. There are families that are fixing to go through a divorce, who just received a diagnosis. There are families who have lost a job, who are struggling to make it, and the weight of them on their shoulders at times feels incredibly, incredibly heavy. And sitting with them every week, one of the things I can tell you is they feel that weight. That they love this church family. And they pray for you, and they serve you so well. But the weight of this church doesn't just fall on them. The weight of this church falls on us as the body of Christ, to be the body of Christ. It's heavy. And we don't need our shepherds to carry it alone. So how do we move from me to we? From my shoulders to shared shoulders? First of all, in a few weeks, we're going to start a process of calling some more men to be shepherds here at Shiloh. Let me say to you, do not assume that someone else will carry it. If the Spirit of God dwells in the people of God, then when the people of God collectively speak, we believe God speaks through His people. And if our church looks at you and says, we see in you a shepherd, the character, the qualities of a shepherd, then listen to the voice of God as he speaks to his people through his people. Secondly, to our current shepherds, you do not have to carry us. You do not have to save us. You cannot carry it alone. Lead us, know us, pray for us, equip us, and point us to Jesus. Don't carry alone what belongs to the whole body. Paul says in Ephesians, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. It does not fall all on you. Are you responsible? Do you carry weight? Yes, absolutely. Is it heavy at times? Yes, it is. But it is not all yours to carry. And it's not your responsibility to save everyone. Jesus does a pretty good job of that without our help. And then finally, to all of us, find a way to use your gifts to serve the body of Christ. Every single person in this room has gifts, talents, relationships, people that you care for, that you can use to serve the body of Christ. And that is church at its best. When the body of Christ is collectively working together as the people of God to impact this world and to impact this community. Kyle mentioned earlier our church app. And if you don't know where to serve, the very second tab on here says Next Steps. And you can click on that and it will guide you through answering some questions to help you find a place to serve. And we'll, whatever you're good at, whatever your gifts are, we can use those to serve the body. Because the church is at its best when it is filled with the Spirit and its people are serving, praying, teaching, encouraging, and caring. And shepherds are continuing to work to know us, guide us, equip us, pray, and point us to Jesus. God's answer to heavy leadership isn't stronger shoulders. It's shared shoulders. Father, we thank you so much for this time. And God, I want to say just real quickly a special prayer and thank you for our shepherds who give so much time and energy and passion to loving people here well. And Father, one, today I pray that you would help them know and realize that the weight does not fall just on them. And that church at its best happens when that weight is shared. And we truly are the body of Christ. Father, I pray that you would strengthen them, that you would lift them up, that you would allow them to lead well, but realize that they aren't called to carry us. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus, the one who did come down to save, the one who did bear the weight of our sin and our shame, a weight that we could not carry on our own. But he took it all upon himself to save and redeem what was lost. Father, we thank you so much for this time and this day, for these people. And we pray your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.